And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Duke Energy is easing its policies as customers expect to see financial hardships due to the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic. I spoke earlier this week with Duke Energy spokesperson Sally Phelan about it. Here's our pre-recorded interview. And joining us now is Sally Phelan. She is a spokesperson for Duke Energy. Sally, thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning, Michael.
So Duke Energy is making a pretty significant announcement as it relates to consumers and people as they are hit by the hardship of all of these closures impacted by the coronavirus COVID-19. Give us an overview of Duke Energy's response.
You know, it's been ever-evolving every day. I think that certainly with the new regulations that have come out from each of our states that we're operating here locally with Ohio and Kentucky, you know, we've been adjusting as we go. We've been in our own ICS structure internally, so we're having regular update calls, making sure that we're following any protocols that may have changed from, you know, the evening before. And typically what we've tried to do with any of our employees that are able to work remotely, that don't need to report in for a unique function or something. For example, our linemen obviously have a different sort of role in the event that we have outages or any issues on the system. Folks that are more, in office space locations, we're doing our best to have them work remotely and practice really, you know, the ability to dial in and be as productive as they can from home.
And more importantly, for people who may see their income impacted by these closures, how is the company responding to, you know, the disconnections that would otherwise come up?
You know, certainly we realized late last week that, you know, we were going to have an issue more than likely with customers that may be challenged, you know, to pay their bills. So what we ultimately implemented on Friday with a policy in which we will not disconnect any customer service for non-payment in order to give the customers that we know are experiencing financial hardships a little bit of extra time to make the payment. So we're still using, you know, our typical process of getting meters read and sending bills, but, you know, we're allowing customers to pay what they can to avoid building up a large balance that, as you and I would imagine, it'd be harder to pay off later. It's just removing that disconnection process during these very trying times that hopefully will allay some of our customers' concerns and let them focus on some of the other matters that they're working on at home.
Does your company have a timeline on how long this policy might be in place, or are you watching the news like everybody else and wondering when this might stop?
You know, I don't think we really put a timeline on it. We're just sort of fluid, I would describe it at this point, but certainly for the foreseeable future. The key there, again, you know, as I mentioned, is making sure that people don't take it as an opportunity to not pay their bill, because obviously at the end of this situation, we don't want them coming back with, you know, a really large balance. We still like customers to continue paying and trying to keep their bill in order. It's just to avoid those folks that if they are unable to work or make an income, we want to make sure that we're not an additional hardship for them.
And we're talking with Sally Phelan. She is a spokesperson for Duke Energy. Sally, what does the company make of shifts in power consumption during a period like this? I mean, I guess on the one hand, with a lot of businesses scaling back, that you'll see less use. But what about home use? Is there any concern about any shifts in power usage during a crisis like this?
I think initially, you know, as you are aware, we had a pretty mild winter season so far for us. So we haven't seen any significant deep, dark, you know, cold winter days that have required a lot of additional pull on the system. But certainly in times like this, we will see some of the commercial businesses more than likely kind of scale back a little bit, which would provide more, you know, capacity on our system. And with the residential uptick with folks home more, certainly we would anticipate seeing that. Nothing at all from a standpoint of reliability for us. You know, for us internally, I would say as a company for our workers, and I'm sure many companies around the area are all looking at the infrastructure from an IT standpoint? Do you have the ability to have your all of your employees that you need that are working remotely? Can they get in? Can they get online? Can they, you know, be on your system to make sure they're able to still perform functions that they normally would in the office? And for us, while we're not seeing any kind of unusual demand on our system internally, we're certainly looking at making sure we're able to, you know, keep up our own internal processes for our own employees.
So tell us a little bit about what would happen on your end if, you know, say one of those strong storms that occasionally blow through, knocking out power across the region. Should that happen, is Duke still equipped to respond the way that it would?
Absolutely. You know, we're even monitoring weather now. We may have some significant winds later this week. So in all of our, you know, calls that we have daily for this, the meteorologist is on the line to give us an update. What are we expecting weather-wise here in Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana that could be an issue? I would say as a provider of essential service, you know, we're determined to continue delivering reliable power that our customers need. We also are going to have to protect health and well-being of our communities and our employees. So we're following guidelines that are set up by the CDC for us to keep our teammates and customers safe. We're obviously practicing social distancing and making, you know, when we need to go to an area, if we were to have a significant storm or outages, we will still have linemen and personnel out assessing damage. They just may not be as close to one another or interacting as closely with the general public or the customers, if that makes sense.
Sure. And that was something that I did want to ask about, because Duke has been installing new wireless readers, and that's a service that's been somewhat contracted out with Southern Cross. Is that temporarily suspended, or should customers expect contractors to still show up at homes?
Any kind of non-essential work that we are deeming as non-critical, you're typically going to be hearing from us to reschedule that type of work so that we're able to come back, obviously, when something like this subsides. I would say, generally speaking, if a customer has, you know, we're doing still new services and new types of installations where we can, but we'll continue to do that as we can, just to make sure that our employees are safe and obviously our customers are safe. So if it's not urgent or time sensitive, but requires in-person customer contact by our employees, we'll definitely try to reschedule it.
Duke Energy has also warned about some potential scam opportunities that customers could be susceptible to. Can you give our listeners an overview of what to look out for currently?
You know, obviously, we unfortunately, in this day and age, we have scammers that often target utility customers. They frequently call and threaten to disconnect service in a super quick time, like maybe an hour or so, and ask for immediate payment over the phone, or maybe even ask them to go get a money order or a gift card at a store. We never do that. If somebody is typically in arrears on their bill, they will have heard from us many times by the time it would ever even get to the point of a potential disconnection. So I would definitely say be alert, be aware. Unfortunately, in trying times like this, I'm sure Duke Energy customers won't be the only targets, but we want to make sure if anybody feels that something doesn't feel right, call into our customer service number so that we can, you know, check and make sure your bill is current rather than trying to make any kind of arrangements with anyone that's threatening disconnection.
And let's just reiterate that what started this conversation with Sally Thielen, the spokesperson from Duke Energy, is that the company is adjusting its policy and is allowing people to not have their energy disconnected for non-payment currently. And Sally, that includes six states?
Yes, we are doing that across the six service territories that we operate. That's in the North and South Carolina area. In the Midwest here, it's Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana, and Florida as well.
Sally Thielen is the spokesperson for Duke Energy. Sally, thank you so much for your time. We'll talk again soon, I imagine.
Thanks, Michael.
And this is Michael Monks rejoining you live now. A reminder that earlier this afternoon during our show, city officials announced that there are 4 positive cases of coronavirus in Cincinnati, 3 males, 1 female. All tests conducted through private labs. 1 person is hospitalized. According to our Bill Reinhart, 5 negative tests came back yesterday. We'll have more details about that on air and online at WVXU.org, where you can find all of our coverage during this global pandemic. We do appreciate you listening and calling in each day. We'll be back all next week with shows for you to call in and ask your questions for as well. We do look forward to communicating with you and our local experts on that matter. You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer is Elise Meckler. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Rick Andres. And I'm Michael Monks.